Here in Judges chapter 6, we see the story of Gideon and how Gideon is called by the Lord. And Gideon is called to do something special. And I'm not going to focus as much on Gideon himself as what the Lord asks Gideon to do in this particular passage. How many of you have been listening to the news lately and you've heard they've got a new climate assessment out on the climate change and the global warming and things like that? I want you to understand, I am not convinced that they're telling it like it is. Okay? Has anybody ever known the government to lie? Well, back that up. Has anybody known the government to tell the truth? Only when it benefits them, a lot of times. Now, I'm saying that to say this. You either believe the Bible or you don't. If the Bible's true, then evolution is not true. Okay?
Amen.
The Bible says that God created everything. Okay? There was no Big Bang. There was no billions of years. He got it right the first time. He did it all in 6 days. And he didn't rest because he was tired on the seventh day. Okay? He rested because he set a pattern for you and I. I'm not sold on this global warming stuff, because it's a part of something that has been going on for thousands of years. I call it the green religion. Let's stand in honor of the Word of God. We're going to go with that. This is not going to be a politically correct message. I'm not sure I've ever preached one, but this is definitely not going to be one. But I want to bring out something to you. When God calls me to preach, when He called me to preach, and when He gives me a message, it has to be something that's going to benefit me as well as you. Something that's going to be truth. And I take it real serious. And so you're going to notice some passion coming out in this, because it irritates me what we're being sold. But look at verse 25 and 26 in Gideon chapter 6. And it says, "And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, Take thy father's young bullock, even the second bullock of 7 years old, and throw down the altar of Baal that thy father hath, and cut down the grove that is by it, and build an altar unto the Lord thy God upon the top of this rock in the ordered place, and take the second bullock and offer a burnt sacrifice with the wood of the grove which thou shalt cut down." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you thanking you for being so good to us. And Lord, I thank you for the truth. I thank you for knowing the truth. And Lord, I thank you that there's going to be some things said that might rub us in the wrong direction. But Lord, help us to understand that your book is right. Your book is truth. And you want us to know the truth, because you can't count on the truth coming from the news media or internet or those kind of things. But Lord, we can count on your book to be absolutely perfect. Lord, speak to us and teach us from your word, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can be seated. As I was doing a little study this week, I was also watching the news, and one of the things that came out was the new assessment for our global changes. And you say, well, you don't believe the climate's changing? I'm going to tell you, number one, it may be changing. I'm not saying it doesn't change. But there's a reason that Iceland is green and Greenland is ice. This world goes through cycles. It's interesting that they named those two planets, and I believe God had them do that for our benefit, to help us understand that this world goes through cycles. But the truth is, what we see here in Gideon, God's given us a hint. Look at what it says there. It says he wanted Gideon to cut down the grove. Why would he want him to cut down the grove? I want you to understand that there are a lot of people don't understand what you and I see every day. There, you know how politically correct it is to cut down a tree? Good grief. You got to get a city ordinance, and you got to get it passed, and you got to get this, that, and another. And a lot of times, what we see here in the passage is God's telling Gideon to cut down that grove for a reason. Go back to Exodus chapter 34. Exodus 34 gives us a hint as to why the Lord's telling Gideon to cut down that grove. Start with verse 11. And it says, this is the Lord talking, it says, observe thou that which I command thee this day. Behold, I drive out before thee the Amorite and the Canaanite and the Hittite and the Hittite and the Perizzite and the Hivite and the Jebusite. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land whither thou goest, lest it be for a snare in the midst of thee. But ye shall destroy their altars, break down their images, and cut down their groves. For thou shalt worship no other god, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God. What God was telling the children of Israel at that time was, this is what I want you to do. When you go into that land, you're going to cut down these groves. You're going to break down these false idols. You're going to tear up the altars, because what happens is these things took place, and this was a part of their green religion. If you read much of the Old Testament, you won't take too long for you to run across where God told them to tear down the high places, and that they offered sacrifices under every green tree. You say, what on earth are you talking about, preacher? I want you to understand this phrase that you and I hear all the time, Mother Earth or Mother Nature. It's not just a phrase that people come up with. It is part of a religion. Yep. It's part of a religious system, and that's why they get upset over the dealings with Mother Earth. I believe in taking care of the planet. But we see what's going on in our world today. They're blaming these fires in California on global warming. But what about all the snow and ice in New England this past weekend? On Thanksgiving, they had the coldest Thanksgiving in a lot of places. Is global warming to blame for those ice temperatures? You got to play this, what you realize, and I want you to understand, they're playing people. Just like they play us to teach us that this planet is millions and billions and trillions and zillions and la-di-da. Once upon a time in a land far away, this planet's not billions of years old, it's not millions of years old, it's not hundreds of thousands of years old. According to the Bible, it's about 6,000 years old. Okay? Either the Bible's right, or the scientists are. Can you really trust them? I mean, they're the ones that are trying to use time and the millions of years theory to help us understand that there's really no God. There's no such thing as a God. I mean, everything reproduces after its own kind, just like it always did. Dogs still have dogs. Can you understand that? How many of you have ever planted a garden? Anybody? You plant tomato seeds if you want cucumbers? How confusing would it be if you didn't know what seed, what kind of seed was going to come up, what plant was going to come up? What's going on in our world today is the fact that we're being taught a religion, and it's being pumped into our schools as well, so that our children become good global citizens. Sure got quiet, huh? But the truth is, the Bible's been teaching us about this green religion all along. You see, what's going on is the fact that Gideon was tearing down this grove because it was a grove that was built up next to the altar of Baal for Baal worship. That's pagan worship. God doesn't want anything to do with pagan worship. In fact, give you an idea, he kind of liked it so much that he said, I'm going to do something special. Gideon, what I want you to do is I want you to cut down that grove. I want you to build me an altar. And I want you to sacrifice the bullock and use the wood from the grove to light the fire. That's what God wants. Hey, that's what he does. What I'm trying to get us to understand, and I know I'm going completely out in left field, actually it's right field, but the truth is, our government is trying to push this, and this is one of the catchphrases for pulling the one world government together. For religion, they won't get together for religion, because the Buddhists don't get along with the Muslims, and the Muslims don't get along with the Christians, and Christians don't get a lot, the Muslims don't get along with the Jews, and all the different religions. But this is something that they can use to pull all the religions of the world together, because we all got to live on the same planet. So we got to take care of the planet. So we can use that to draw everybody in to the one world government, eventually to the one world religion, and they'll pump it through the media. And our president, they ridicule him because he doesn't go along with the stuff. I'm going to tell you something. That shows to me that the man's smarter than they are. Because this book here tells me that this stuff's been going on for a long time. Why on earth would God tell the children of Israel, as soon as you move into the promised land, which took place about, I don't know, 3,500 years ago or so, you move into the promised land, the first thing I want you to do is I want you to, after you run the, and God said, I will drive out the different Canaanite groups. But then he said, I want you to break down their altars, tear down their altars. I want you to break their images, their idols, and I want you to cut down the grove. He did that how long ago? About 3,500 years ago. That green religion is still alive and well. One of the things that I get excited about, and the church knows that probably nothing gets me more excited than seeing somebody get saved.
Amen.
And I've seen two young ladies. One of them, I'm not going to call her name because I'm probably going to end up putting this on the internet. That'll really stir things up, won't it? But the young lady, she started coming because her brother started coming to church. Cheryl don't know who I'm talking about, but her parents were Wicca. Wicca is part of the green religion.
They go out into the woods. That's where they do their worship. They worship the trees. And they, in fact, this week I even heard of one of the Indians on a documentary on TV mention that even the rocks have spirits. Even the rocks have spirits, is what he said. That's nuts. But I've seen some rocks that were smarter than a lot of the people in Washington. But the truth is, the rocks don't have spirits. They're rocks. But this young lady, she was raised by Wiccans, but she started coming to church. We'd go by and pick her up. I got so excited when she got saved. Parents never would let her get baptized. Oh, I guess it's been 3-4 years ago. I had the same scenario. A young lady, she was in her 20s. This girl I was talking about, she was probably about 10 when she started coming to Solid Rock. And tears in her eyes. Her grandmother was coming to church. Her brother would come every once in a while. But driving the bus, I ended up driving one time, and I've mentioned this before, but I was driving back from Bartow, on the Bartow route, driving the city bus. And everybody got off the bus except for one young lady, and she wanted to go back to Lakeland. She was in a talkative mood and wanted to talk to somebody, and there was nobody else on the bus but the driver. She comes up to the front, sits over here, and I told her, talked to her a little bit. I explained to her I was a preacher. She said, "Maybe you can tell me about Jesus." I said, "Nobody I'd rather talk about than my Jesus." And I shared Jesus with her. And she said, I don't know anything about Jesus because my parents are Wiccan. And Wiccan is promoted as a white witchcraft. But there is no such thing. Any religion that's going to take you to hell is just as wicked as any other. Okay? And that's what's going on. It's taking you to hell because what's going on is the fact that they end up stealing your soul. Whether it's Jehovah's Witness, whether it's Buddhism, whether it's Islam, whatever it is, if it's not truth, it's going to take your soul. You're going to end up in hell. And so what we need to realize is this young lady, she was asking me about Jesus. And she didn't know anything about Jesus. I shared Jesus with her while I'm driving down the road. Lord even gave us a train, put a train at the crossing right there before we got to the terminal. So we had a little more time to sit and talk about Jesus. When we got to the terminal, she prayed and asked Jesus to forgive her and save her. What happens if she's trusting in that green religion, which is what Wicca is? There's only one way you're going to get to heaven. And it's not the green religion, it's not the blue religion, it's not the red religion, it's not the Muslims, it's not Buddhists, it's not... There's only one true book. And it's God's book.
Amen.
And if we don't go by His book, we're not going to make it. Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me."
Amen.
Right.
So we see where God told Gideon to cut down the grove, and it was actually telling God told the Israelites to cut down the groves back then too. But I want to go to another place. Go to 1 Kings chapter 18. Because there's somebody in that chapter that we read about that was actually financing the green religion. 1 Kings chapter 18. If you know the story, this is where God told Elijah, it's time for you to go face Ahab and gather up all the people there on Mount Carmel, because I've got a contest coming. I want to show the people just who I am. And look at verse 19. This is where Elijah's telling Ahab what to do. Now, therefore, send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal, 450, and the prophets of the groves, 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. Jezebel, through the Bible, is a wicked witch. She killed a lot of God's prophets. She killed the prophets, and here she is financing the witchcraft crowd. The prophets of the grove go along with the Baal worship, and that's why you see the altars to Baal and the groves right there together. And God told them to get rid of all of it. But here it is in Israel again. And what happened? You know what happened, just like I do. They couldn't get hold of God. The green religion can't get hold of God, because you can only get to God through Jesus.
Amen.
No man comes unto the Father but by me. That's what Jesus said. Jezebel, she was all about. Well, that's what it says. It says, they eat at her table. That showed that she was actually financing them. They were financed by the king and the queen. Now, how do you deal with that? I want you to understand, there are a lot of witchcraft and all kinds of weird religions, but this green religion that teaches us about global warming, that teaches us that the earth is our mother, baloney, that there is such a creature as Mother Nature, it's all part of a religion.
Amen.
And that's what we've got to be aware of. The Bible said, Jesus, a few weeks ago, I preached on be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. If you don't understand that these people are lying to us, you're not being wise as a serpent. Because you cannot trust people to tell you the truth about what's going on in our world if they're not saved, if they don't believe the book. What's going on in our world? Just what Jesus said was going to happen in Matthew 24. There's going to be wars and rumors of war. There's going to be earthquakes and pestilences and in diverse places. Now, you say you don't believe in global warming? Oh yeah, I believe in global warming. Go with me to 2 Peter chapter 3.
I definitely believe in global warming. Now you say, you don't believe that the climate change has something to do with what's going on? I'll tell you what I believe. I believe what's going on in our world today has more to do with man's sin and wickedness and killing the babies. The Bible says in Numbers chapter 35, I think it's verse 33, that there's a curse on the land when innocent blood is shed until the one that shed it, their blood shed. What kind of curse is on our land because of the unborn babies? How many? What, 60? 55, 60 million in the last 40, 5 years or whatever? What kind of curse is that on our country? What about the fact that you've got all these people on death row that have been convicted and they're supposed to be dead because they shed blood, and we keep them alive? We paid a lot of money to keep them alive and enjoying life. They can go into the gym, or they can watch TV, or they can get a college degree, or this, that, and the other. Think about that. Our country is killing the innocent babies, and we're financing to pay to keep the guilty alive. Isaiah chapter 5 talks about the day coming when man, it said, good will be called evil and evil will be called good. We're there. We're there. You cannot trust what you hear on the news. You cannot trust what comes across, because we as a people are being played just as much as the Russians propagandized, the Soviets propagandized their people. We've got the same problem going on. The only advantage we have is we've got some internet websites that we can actually go and find out what's going on. But that's going to come to an end. You know it will. But look at what it says here. We'll talk about global warming. It says, but in verse 10, I'm going to read verse 9 anyway. I love that verse. It says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish. God doesn't want anybody to go to hell, okay? Jesus died for everybody. It says, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Now look at verse 10. It says, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which heavens shall pass away with a great noise. There's your big bang, by the way. And the elements shall melt with a fervent heat, the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Now there's your global warming. You think it's just getting hot. Hey, it ain't hot. It's going to get hot. God's got a warming coming. Now you say, preacher, you don't believe what's going on. I'm going to tell you what I will be just straight out about what's going on in our world. Even if this world is going through a warming process, I'm not saying it's not, I'm not saying it is. Even if it is, number one, I have not seen any evidence of what's causing. They tell me. I don't like being told. We spent 4 years in Missouri. Show me state. Amen? And I kind of liked it there because they said, show me. Don't tell me the evidence. I'm smart enough to see it for myself. And even if there is global warming, and even if they could show me the evidence, who's going to stop it? Only God can do things like that. And like we read here in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10, God's got a warming coming that they're not going to stop. And what I'm trying to get us to understand as a people, as Christians, is this book tells us about that green religion all the way thousands and thousands of years ago, and it's still going on today. And now it's become a movement so that the New World religion can pull all the religions together. We can pull all the countries together and make a one world government. We can do all this. Hey, it's working right into Satan's plan to pull the world together.
That's right.
And that's what's going to happen as soon as the rapture takes place. And we see it. And what are they trying to do to the president? They're trying to put pressure on him. You've made the French mad.
He don't care. Let them ante up and pay their share. We're not supposed to finance the world. We got enough trouble financing the people that are here that aren't supposed to be here. Which we shouldn't be financing, by the way. They don't come legally, we ought not to pay anything for them except to extradite.
Deport them. My concern is, as Christians, we're being sold a bill of goods. My concern is, we need to realize that Gideon was told to cut down that grove because that was a wicked place where they had worshiped false gods. And they were worshiping them under the green religion. Oh, I don't, whether you call it Wicca, whether you call it New Age, whether you call it Buddhism, Buddhists, you realize they've got a spirit and a God for just about everything. The river and the rocks and the trees and the frogs and everything. Witchcraft is part of that. The New Age groups, all those kind of groups, they're part of that green religion. That's why you and I have problems. That's why they don't want you to cut down a tree in your own yard. I saw on the internet, they were giving a man a $2.8 million fine for plowing his own farm. It was in California. You know, no surprise there. Land of the fruits and nuts. But no offense, Brother Matthew. But the truth is, hey, we as Christians have got to wake up. We've been asleep way too long. The most important thing is people are going to accept this green religion. They're going to accept what's pumped into them from the schools and from the media and from all these other avenues. And they're not going to get saved. Satan's trying to work the whole world and weave the whole world to worship him one day. And it's going to happen. After the rapture takes place, it's going to happen. You say, well, I won't be deceived. Hey, the Bible says anybody that's not saved is going to believe the lie. You're going to be sucked in. Like it or not, you're going to be sucked in. The most important thing is, are you saved? See, If you're not saved, there's a lot of what I said probably really bothers you. But I've just been preaching the book, right? Amen. I've just given you what the Bible says. Amen. The most important thing for you and I is to make sure that we're saved. Amen. And make sure that we understand when we're being lied to. And this is the only thing we've got to measure by. But it's more than enough. Amen. More than enough. God's got a plan. But Satan does too. And I want us to be on God's side. I don't want to be sucked into helping Satan. You say, how do you deal with people that believe in global warming? Hey, that's their call. That's your opinion is your opinion. I'm not saying, but God told me what to preach this morning because it's what we need, number one. And number two, it's in the news this week. And I want us to realize, you say, well, you don't believe that the oceans are rising. I'm not saying they're not. But I sure don't trust the people that are telling me that it is. Because these same people tell me that dinosaurs lived here millions and billions and trillions and zillions of years ago. Once upon a time, might as well say and read me a fairy tale. But that's another one. Because
My Bible tells me that they only lived about 6,000 years ago and lived with man. And I've got a picture. Sharon and I went to a place called Glen Rose, Texas, and took a picture of a human footprint and a dinosaur footprint over top of the human footprint, proving that the dinosaur stepped on the human footprint after the human had walked by. They lived here at the same time. The Bible even describes a couple of them in the book of Job. That's not my point. My point is, we as Christians have to stand and be smart, wise as serpents. That's what Jesus told us to do. And the only way you can be wise is according to the Bible. Is get saved. Then the Holy Spirit will move inside of you and he'll help you see. It's amazing how much better you can understand once you get saved. But if you don't get saved, don't expect to understand what I'm saying. You're going to be sucked in to the green religion. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love and mercy. Lord, we thank you for being so good to us. And Lord, we ask you to move in a special way. Lord, we know there are a lot of people here. Some that aren't necessarily maybe keen to what I'm saying or have said. Lord, if I said anything outside of your will, I apologize. But Lord, you told me what to preach. You gave me the scriptures. You gave me the book to preach from. But Lord, the most important thing here today, those that aren't saved, they need to get saved. They need to put their trust in Jesus. That's the only way they can make it to heaven. All the other religions, all the other philosophies, they're flawed at best and deviant at worst. Lord, let your Holy Spirit speak to hearts. And Lord, if there's one saved, one that needs to be saved, let that happen today. In Jesus' name, amen. Heads bowed, eyes closed as we stand to our feet.